Proclamation number 7179, dated the August 1st, 1958. Purification of Earth. And there will be a new Earth again on which people will be closely united with me and thus live in accordance with my divine order. But this state can only be achieved through a cleansing process of Earth, so that the old earth will be shaped again such that everything will be back in its right order, which, however, does not imply that this order can be established on the present earth, as so many people want to believe because they can't bear the thought of an end of this earth. The forthcoming purification process will be thorough, but first it will affect all people who no longer live within my eternal order. Yet it also includes the works of creation themselves, because the bound substances therein will require new forms in order to achieve swift spiritual advancement, and because I am first and foremost concerned about the spiritual substances which have languished in hard matter long enough in order to be finally permitted to start their path of ascent. A change towards me would never happen again on this earth, because people reinforce my adversary's power, which he will only ever use so as to achieve an even greater apostasy from me. And as long as the adversary is not bound together with everything that belongs to him, the low spiritual level will not only remain as it is but become progressively worse, so that a state of harmony on earth can no longer be expected. Therefore I will carry out a thorough cleansing. I will dissolve everything on earth that shelters spiritual substances and let a new earth arise with completely new creations which will be occupied by the spirits for the purpose of higher development. And I will only populate the earth with people of such advanced states of maturity that they will be able to endure a blissful life in paradise. With people who remain true to me in the last battle on this earth, and whom I therefore will return to the new earth as the root of a new human race. Every new period of salvation starts with a spiritually mature generation which shall influence future generations by showing them the path of ascent and helping them to reach perfection. And since my adversary will be bound, people will not be oppressed by him at first either. Consequently, it will be a heavenly state for a long time, where all living creations, people and animals, will live together in harmony and peace, where love will continually urge people into constant union with me, where I will be able to be present with them, and thus people will be blissfully happy, until the time comes one day when the bond begins to ease, when material things once again exercise their attraction, and when the desire of people will loosen my adversary's chains, without being hindered by me, because the test of free will, which previously was completely turned towards me, shall become necessary again. Every period of salvation returns many of the once fallen spirits to me. If I therefore did not put an end to the present state, there would truly be no further spiritual progress, for Roman I, on my part, have granted the adversary the right to fight for the beings as well. But he abuses his rights by overstepping the limits of his authority, insofar as he tries to prevent people from receiving knowledge of me, the God and Creator of eternity, altogether. However, earthly life was given to the human being to decide which lord they want to belong to. Consequently, they also need to be informed of both lords, and this is what my adversary tries to prevent by using all possible means. And therefore I will put an end to his activity. He and his followers will be bound, and I will first of all establish lawful order again everywhere so as to safeguard the fallen spirit's higher development in accordance with my plan of eternity. Amen.